All right, Crispy, you said we were talking about video games today, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I dressed for the occasion. I dressed for the occasion.
Oh, wow. This is the second episode that he's pointed out his little Baldur's Gate t-shirt.
Yeah, well, you said video games, right? So we can talk about Baldur's Gate 3. Is that not how this is going to work?
No, we're not talking about any type of video game, Troy. We're a Doctor Who podcast. We're talking about Doctor Who video games today. Are they good? Are they bad?
I can't believe you would play station with my emotions.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. We need to cut to the intro very soon.
Roll it. Welcome back to Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. My name is Troy, his name is Crispy, and we're the hotline that accepts your calls throughout time and space. And today, we are taking it onto a video game level. We're talking about Doctor Who video games today. Ones we've played, ones we liked, ones we didn't like, ones we'd like to see. A whole host of things. And taking in your calls, as always. And joining me to talk about Doctor Who video games is pro video gamer, Crispy Pro. How you doing, my friend?
Crispy Pro Gamer. Yeah. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, man. I'm a little sleepy. You know, it's because we record now at 10 p.m. UK time because of those blasted time zone changes. It's 7 a.m. for you and it's 10 p.m. for me.
It's actually messed us up. I feel like we had a sweet spot there for a few months and now it's not as sweet. When does it go back to being normal?
October.
You're joking, really?
No. It's 6 months dead, so we got till October before they go back again.
That's okay. We'll sort something out, especially when season one of Doctor Who comes back. We'll sort something out.
Oh, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we always do. We've been through BST twice before on this pod. That's crazy to think we've been through BST twice.
Oh, we've been through BS, that's for sure.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Legend of the Sea Devils. Hello. No.
Oh, hello. First episode we reviewed. Hello.
Mario Jump. Also, watch along on the Who's There Patreon. www.com. I forget
it. W.com.
Patreon.com/WhosTheredW. I told you I'm tired. We're talking about video games, Crispy. Where are we starting today? What's the plan?
You know what? We could have... How many have you played? Just don't tell me what they are, but how many Doctor Who games have you actually played?
Oh, actually counting the number? We're doing that? So, for full context, I got myself set up with a list of Doctor Who video games on Wikipedia. So I'm just going to double check how many I have actually played. So that's one. That is... Ooh. I haven't technically played that one, so that's not two. Two, sorry. I can't count. Three, four. Four games. Only four. Wow. Oh, five, technically. Five, I suppose.
Well, six if you include a Doctor Who dating simulator.
Oh, so true. So true. So true. Well, I could load up one on my phone right now. This one right here. Oh, my phone is way too bright. Look, it's Doctor Who Lost in Time, mate.
You like that one, don't you? You're a
I'm
big fan of that
to it.
One.
Oh, it says I've got no Wi-Fi.
Can't really show it
that easily now. Oh, dear.
When I saw you in... Liverpool, I'm pretty sure we were talking about how you liked that game.
Yes, because it's been ongoing for a while. Yeah, it's been out for about 2 years. It's just a mobile. It's one of these mobile like idle simulator games where you just have like businesses in inverted commas, but they're all Doctor Who locations and you're great Doctor Who characters. Yes. It's just like it just scratches that collector itch in my brain of let me get all of the Doctor Who characters.
Very good. Very good. Well, speaking of characters, we have some curious characters in our inbox today. Shall we take a caller to spice things up at the start?
Let's do it, baby. Who's kicking off our video game discussion?
Let's go with Louis J. I think they're a new caller. Here we go.
Louis J, what have you got to say?
Oh, nice. That was good.
Thanks.
Yo, first time caller, long time listener. I'm always wanted to say that. Doctor Who games. The LEGO Dimensions level pack. That announcement, I remember the hype and playing. It was also so much fun. The open world was amazing. And yeah, if I wanted a game, just have it be free play. Free roam, open world, different times, characters. Like, that's all I really need. All right. Love the podcast. Bye.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
I appreciate you calling in. Very nice. Yeah, what do you think of that one, Crispy? LEGO Dimensions Doctor Who.
I was never fortunate enough to play it. I never had it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should look into that. Can we get a secondhand copy for like £400?
It's going to be about that much because you need the actual play, the original starter kit, wouldn't you? And that's probably... All right, let's have a quick look.
Yeah, have a look at how much that is. But I was always so jealous of that game because I used to watch all of the like YouTube tutorials on it, and they got quite an impressive guest cast for it. Like Peter Capaldi went and did that, and he didn't do the 60th, you know?
Oh, they released it on Xbox One? I did not know this.
As an exclusive or what?
No, like just like if it's on Xbox One, it basically means that I could play it on my current console, my Series X. I thought it was Xbox 360, so it'd be too old to get set up without a headache. I think I could do it a lot easier than I thought.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, on Amazon, there's only one left in stock and it's £100. But it's used very good anyway. I want it to be new. So,
my goodness, it's possible. Gracious me. It is possible, but everyone go to the Patreon if you want to see that.
go and fund this and we'll make it happen.
But yeah, I was always so jealous. I was really impressed by the guest cast. I'm pretty sure they got the whole Paternoster gang to give some lines as well. And they got Michelle Gomez in. I think they got quite the cast in for the Lego game. And a lot of people say it's the best thing that Doctor Who games have ever done, and it's not actually a Doctor Who game. It's an expanded multiverse game where all these other characters from different IPs can come and join, I'm pretty sure. That's the whole idea of the game.
Fortnite.
Troy, you might know better than me. Fortnite.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It basically was... Yeah, it was like... Do you ever heard of Skylanders?
Skylanders. I barely know it.
Oh, for goodness sake. The idea was you could play a game and you could buy characters that you could then slap into a particular like thing on your table. It would connect to the game and that character would appear in your game. And they did it, as you said, with a big IP thing. So you could have Back to the Future in there. You could have Sonic in there. I've just done some looking. There was Mission Impossible, Beetlejuice, all sorts of stuff. And then there were some that would just add characters in and vehicles, and some would have like levels you could play through, which was like the Doctor Who one. And the thing that was so cool about the Doctor Who set was that you could play as any of the Doctors, and each time that you died in game, it would regenerate into the next Doctor. And then
Amazing.
It would have the special TARDIS for that Doctor would be the interior on offer there, which was just like really cool. If you got in as a certain Doctor, you'd
so
be in their TARDIS.
Cool.
And it included
so
the War
much
Doctors.
Love and care.
Yeah, it went right up to Peter Capaldi. It was delicious. It was really, really cool.
And no, they should have done more.
Yeah, there were rumors. I think for a while they were going to do a Lego, like a specific Lego Doctor Who game. But it doesn't say anything on Wikipedia about it. There's two cancelled games. It says a game for the Sega Mega Drive was reportedly in development by Sega. That's insane. The Sonic people. Around the time of the Doctor Who movie, but it never released. And then also apparently a company called IR Gurus were reportedly working on a game to coincide with 2005's relaunch featuring the Ninth Doctor and Rose. It was in development for half a year, but was cancelled with the reason being, quote, it's complicated.
Bruh. Oh, gosh. What happened there?
Facebook
what happened there?
Facebook relationship status is never good, is it?
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Did you know anyone who ever made their relationship status on Facebook, it's complicated?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
really?
I did. Yeah.
Was it
you? Yeah. No, it wasn't me.
Okay. All right. I think we should take another caller.
Yeah, why not? Have we heard from Oliver? Let's hear from Oliver, shall we?
Oliver, what have you got for us?
Hello, Oliver. How are
you? The only game I have played is The Lonely Assassins. I thought it was a great continuation of the episode Blink. It's a fun point-click adventure set around the house with the return of the character Laurie Nightingale, giving him a great conclusion to his story. And additionally, you get to team up with Osgood. My dream game would be a murder mystery set in the same place in three different time zones, trying to figure out what connects the murders set hundreds of years apart.
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah, that's a great game. Like, spoiler alert, it might be the best Doctor Who game I've ever played. If we're being completely honest, I think that was pretty spectacular. It was unexpected.
Nostalgia would like me to disagree with you, but like actual objectivity, yeah, I think you're probably right.
Well, I was just really impressed that they were able to do some kind of continuation to like the highest rated Doctor Who episode on IMDb. I feel
True.
Like that's a hard feat to do, especially considering it wasn't written by Stephen Moffat or written by any Doctor Who writers, I think. But the people at Maze Theory did a cracking job at that game. I really enjoyed
it. Yes, they did.
Really enjoyed it.
Well said. And the problem is now I've opened this mobile game, I've started tapping away at it while we're talking, so...
You can't doing that. Well, I've got the adventure games open in this tab right here.
I'm just playing that.
No, I don't. I tried to download it the other day, and it wouldn't work for me.
I had it downloaded and then never streamed it, and I planned to. So maybe I should revisit that and try and do it. But speaking of,
we could actually do a stream one day.
Oh, we should. Well, I've said that to you a million times. You know, we should.
Yeah, but
something
for the adventure games, that'd be so much fun.
That would be great. That'd be really good. But yeah, I streamed Lonely Assassins on PC, ironically, like the PC version of it, and really loved it. I think I put a video, it was on like Troy's Thoughts, I think, at the time, and that it got like actually a decent number of views. I think it's your most popular video. Is it? It might be.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure I looked a while ago.
I was like, oh.
Troy's searching.
Popular.
Troy's searching.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
how many views?
16,000. Second most popular video is my Baldur's Gate 3 one, and third most popular is me being on Limitless Win.
Heck yeah. Heck
yeah. That's one hell of a combination of videos there.
Troy, can I tell you something?
No.
Okay. While we're on the topic of views.
Go for it.
Guess who just got 15,000 views?
Council of Geeks.
Well, I'm sure they did, actually, because they're very popular. But we did, too, on one of our latest TikToks. 1,000 likes on TikTok. We just hit 100 followers. So,
sheesh.
Congratulate. But the views
fluctuate.
At Who's
ZDW, go follow us on TikTok. Go,
yes.
Go.
Go. At there. At there? At there.
At there. Go at there.
Go
well,
at
yeah,
there.
So that was
no,
that, that's
at,
a great game.
There?
And I've just looked on Wikipedia, and it released on so many platforms. I think it came out on phones after the fact, if I remember correctly. I don't know. But if you do want to play Lonely Assassins in particular, like I said, it's like a found phone game. You pick up a phone, and you use it to piece together basically a sequel to Blink, which sounds like the worst idea ever, but actually ends up working really well.
It really works.
It shouldn't work, but it does. But it's on Android, iOS, Windows, Nintendo Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. So, like, there's plenty of options there wherever you play. Whatever your vice is, your video game console vice, you've got options.
You do got options. And we got options today as well.
We do.
Would you like to hear from a familiar face?
A familiar face? Oh, is this a familiar face who we know as a fellow content creator but sent us a much longer message than 30 seconds?
Yep.
I'm going to have words with him about
we
this.
We will have to have words with this individual.
Yeah.
But let's
bait,
listen.
More like long message bait.
Yeah, that's right. It's Ace Creeper, or as he's known now, George. Here we go.
George Shid, what have you got?
Hello.
Hello, my name is George. I've got a bit of experience playing Doctor Who video games, both when I was a kid and sadly now as a grown adult. Doctor Who Flash games, old BBC website Doctor Who Flash games were the best. We used to get a new Flash game for every single new episode of Series 2 of Doctor Who. They were mostly terrible and poorly made, but they were fun and engaging. And as a kid, I have so many great memories playing those. The adventure games were also brilliant. Fully fledged, voice acted, animated, proper gameplay, puzzle game mechanics, free roam mechanics, actual stories, like a little mini series. It's great. Real proper adventures. I'd love them to do more with that. It's probably the best Doctor Who game can be. I could never see an open world AAA game style thing working with Doctor Who because it's just too broad of a subject matter. But if you were going to do a game that was more sort of action-y, I would really just go with the time travel mechanic. So much you can do with time travel that hasn't really been done in video games before. And I'd love to see a Doctor Who game explore that. Or just make Slitheen Surfer 2. That works.
Did you ever play Slitheen Surfer 2?
No, what is Slitheen Surfer?
I don't know. I imagine it's some kind of Flash game.
I think. It must have been.
But yeah. Wow.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, George, if you want a good time travel game, play Life is Strange.
What are the time travel mechanics in that?
You can literally just rewind time in front of you and like change consequences of choices and things. You do go to other points in time occasionally, but it's more for story's sake and not like freedom of choice. It's not quite as in depth as a Doctor Who game would be, but it's still fun. Like a really good, if you want a good time travel game, that's one to play.
Okay, because like as George just said there, yeah, like maybe the whole like having a Doctor Who game be free roam is basically let's have the entire universe and even outside the universe available.
That's Starfield. We don't need another Starfield.
We don't need something that vast. But I like the idea of involving some kind of time travel mechanic. So maybe it could be the Vortex Manipulator or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a River Song-based game where, let's say, the Vortex Manipulator needs a bit of time to recharge or something like that. Or maybe it can only go, like, a few... it could act as, like, a checkpoint, maybe, if you die. Mm-hmm. It just goes, zips you back. I think there's something there with Doctor Who. I think there is something there with Doctor Who. There is so much potential to make a good video game. I think it's purely the lack of funding. And so that's why I like when creative people like Maze Theory come through with the Lonely Assassins.
Yeah.
Who are able to do something that's maybe not as expensive as your high-end, you know, GTAs, but it still tells a good story and is still a good game. And that's part of the charm of Doctor Who, was they made things on the cheap, but now we got Disney money. So Troy, do you think we could get some kind of Doctor Who game in the future that maybe has a bit more of a budget backed by Disney?
It's not impossible. I will say, for people who want to know the lingo, George mentioned a term, AAA gaming. If you don't know what that means, it's basically the highest quality tier of games. You can have single A, double A, triple A. Triple A is the most commonly used one. Double A is more for studios that make decently sized games, but they aren't like the biggest of the big, and they're not charged £70 on release. Triple A's are the big ones. Big development teams, huge releases, loads of marketing, £70 to get the game. So your Baldur's Gate 3s, for example.
What? I thought that AAAs were slightly thinner and the AAs were the one you put
Please
in the back of
talking.
Your TV
Anyway,
remote.
So point being, AAA games. George makes the point that it would be too wide of a scope for a AAA game. I actually disagree with that. I'm with you, Crispy. I think the problem with them having a AAA game would purely be the pricing, the budgeting for it, because Doctor Who is still a pretty niche fandom. It's not like Star Wars or Marvel, where having that name attached to it gets a lot of people's interest. However, Star Wars does give me a good example. There are a couple of games that came out recently called Star Wars Jedi Survivor and Fallen Order, and they were AAA games, and they were open world in inverted commas, but you could only go to a set number of places, and there was a set amount of space to explore in each of them. So it's like semi-open world, I guess. It's not endless, but there's chunks. And that kind of thing would work well for Doctor Who. Like, as you're progressing through the story, you could go to different planets at different times, and there's areas to explore. Maybe sometimes there's little unique bits you do on those places as part of a story. That would work really well. But again, it's down to budget. And even if it does well on Disney Plus, I don't know how quick they'd be to greenlight some big proper Doctor Who game. But that's a shame, because there's a lot of promise there. And we talk about Maze Theory. I mean, The Lonely Assassins was brilliant. However, they did put out another game called The Edge of Reality, which I don't know if you played that. Okay. That wasn't so hot.
There's the Weeping Angel bit is hot.
Very that good, is, yes.
It's so good. But the rest of the game, yes, it's a little clunky, I will admit, yes.
I say this as a great deal of respect for Maze Theory. They are a studio that are trying to make good Doctor Who games. You know, Doctor Who games are afforded budget-wise, and The Lonely Assassins was perfect. But to me, the Edge of Reality, which, if you don't know, they originally had a VR game called The Edge of Time, and it was like a 1 or 2 hour game with 13th Doctor that you did with a VR headset. They made it into a fully playable console game without a VR headset. It was more like 4 or 5 hours long, and they shoved David Tennant in there, because of course they did. And the whole way through, it just screams, this could be really good if it had more money behind it. But it feels a little bit too rough around the edges, bar segments like the Weeping Angel bit, where you are literally like turning around and blinking and the Weeping Angel's getting closer. Really cool segment.
So cool.
But it just, to me, screams, there is the potential there, but the big issue is money. That's the thing. If they have the money, they'd be sorted.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my goodness gracious. Shall we listen to some other people? I don't know what, these calls are pretty fresh in off the press. So I haven't heard these ones. They could
say all kinds of
horrible things about us. Troy, you ready? Who do you want?
Let's have another new caller, Francis. There's a full name there. I don't know if you want the full name, but we'll just say Francis.
Hello, Francis.
That's a long message. Oh my days! 1 minute 16.
Oh, you know what? When in Rome, They're new.
Please remember to keep it to 30 seconds.
Hope everything's good on your end. So for me, my idea of a dream Doctor Who video game would be a single-player, narrative-driven game where you get to play as River Song and get access to all her blasters and gadgets for combat and traversal gameplay. But the story is really about her meeting the 14th Doctor, and the two of them go on a long adventure pre the 60th anniversary specials. And I feel like that relationship would be really compelling to explore in a video game, because if we're playing as River, we get to ask 14 questions like, how old are you? And he'll lie and say he's 905 years old, even though we know he's much older than that. And the question then becomes, throughout the rest of the game, how long can 14 keep up these excuses before the cracks in them really start to show? And I also feel like the narrative could bring about a really compelling way to bring back the silence. So maybe a new cult or religion of the silence has formed, and they're after the Doctor and River, not because of Trenzalore, but because they want revenge for what happened with the Flux. And plus, if you get Tennant and Kingston on board, I'm sure their performances would be amazing for this type of game.
Wow. We just had a full
pitch. You know what?
I'll
allow the long message there for the full pitch, and also for how gloriously clear that microphone was. Good grief.
Was that? It sounds like Habbo Worms. don't you reckon?
bro's got that Rode NT USB.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what your mic is.
Great.
But, you know,
I don't know what my mic is at this point. great message.
Really good.
Fantastic. Oh, wow.
My only question plot-wise is why would he have to hide that he's the 14th Doctor and not the 10th from River? Because River knows that the 12th Doctor got a whole new regeneration cycle. It's purely that, you know, he bookends her whole story and then she goes back to meet 10, ends up in the library, bish, bash, bosh. But is there anything to stop her meeting 13 and 14 in between? I suppose there is, really, between Deryllium and the library, because that they are the last two times they meet, so... Mm. But then again, the Doctor lies. The Doctor could meet River again in between and be like, when you go to the library, say the last time you saw me was on Deryllium. Don't break the story. So that's my only plot hole in your pitch. And for that reason, I'm out. No, seriously. That's what I would ask. But overall, I really like that. What do you think, Crispy?
I think yes for sure. I'm sure that David Tennant and Alex Kingston would be down, because they have both done Doctor Who game work previously. Did you play?
Absolutely.
What's that side scroll? I have it. I can't remember what it is. Edge of Time, Key to Time. What's that? The one
Key
that was
the,
made for the PlayStation, and it was Matt Smith and Alex Kingston. It was like a side scroller adventure.
Alex Kingston. I don't
yes
know.
You've never played it. It's annoying
on
because the no
on
no
play, it's a PlayStation, sorry.
What's it called? Oh my gosh, there are people screaming in their cars on their bus rides to work.
Yeah, I actually can't tell you, because I'm looking through and I can't see a PlayStation game that has Key to Time. There's the Eternity Clock.
That's the one.
Oh, is that
have you
it
played,
okay,
have you played the Eternity Clock?
I think I might have that on my PC, but I haven't played it, possibly.
I would love for your thoughts on it, because I actually think that the cutscenes are quite good. I think the performances are quite good. I just think the gameplay mechanics are annoying, because you're stuck side scroll, like you're only turned to the side the whole time. And so there'll be like a barrel in the way. And in real life, you could just move around the barrel. But in this, you have to like figure it, like jump or duck or whatever. And it's the puzzle, the problem solving is really annoying. But in that game, you do face off against the silence. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I was just looking at the reviews for it. And apparently from Australian game critics, Stephanie Bendixson and Gus Ronald on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation program, Good Game Spawn Point.
Good, yeah, GGSP.
3.5 out of 20.
Yeah, I'm so... Wow, I can't believe you gave... It's actually Barjo and Hex are their names. I've met Barjo multiple times.
Wikipedia doesn't call them that.
Barjo and I are good friends. So, no, it's not a great game. But hey, you want to hear some bad Doctor Who games, Troy?
You know what? Yeah, go on. What else have you got for me?
All right. Editing Crispy, put in some fun, funky music here for the segment I like to call Crispy Reads Out the Worst Doctor Who Games. Here we go.
All right, what have you got?
Coming in at number six, perhaps, is Doctor Who Evacuation Earth. Have you heard of Evacuation Earth?
I'll do you one better. I played it in full.
Is that the one on the Wii or the DS?
The DS. So they had two stories that followed on from each other. Evacuation Earth and then Return to Earth. And Return to Earth was set afterwards. Evacuation Earth was on Nintendo DS and was against Daleks. Return to Earth was on Nintendo Wii and it was against Cybermen. And the funny thing about that was Evacuation Earth was like a visual novel. So you'd only have like pictures of the Doctor or Amy coming up on screen with text to read out. Whereas Return to Earth, you actually fully controlled them and moved them around, I'm fairly sure. So like they were two very different games in execution.
Well, did you know it was part of a £10 million deal between Nintendo and BBC to secure the rights to Doctor Who?
£10 million?
£10 million, and they made that.
And that's what they came up with, yeah, sheesh.
Yikes.
The DS game was quite fun, I seem to remember, but I was left wanting more because I knew that there was a more interactive, controllable game on the Wii. But I never owned a Wii, so I never played it.
I played it on the Wii, and it was so hard to play. It was real. I think you needed the nunchuck as well, and it was just a real. I don't know. It was a long time ago, in all fairness.
Sounds like a skill issue to me, Mr. Crispy Brown.
It probably is, because I'm not a pro gamer, just a pro YouTuber. Okay, coming in at number five is Doctor Who and the Mines of Terror. Have you heard of that?
The one from 1985?
The one from 1985.
And the Commodore 64?
Correct. You take control of the sixth Doctor and you have to battle against the Master, and it was not very good, apparently. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out the... Okay, here we go. People said it was disappointing by the poor graphics, minimal sound, jerky scrolling, and lack of speed, exasperating amount of irrelevant waffle in the instruction book. So just refine that instruction book a bit down and you might have a better time.
I find it so funny that in 1985 people were complaining about graphic quality. Didn't everything just look like Pac-Man in the 80s? Like, what do you mean?
Mate, Doctor Who's supposed to be living in the future. Okay, Troy, coming in at number three or four is Doctor Who Worlds in Time. Have you ever played Worlds in Time before?
Worlds in Time?
Yeah.
An Adobe Flash game that came out in 2012 and was shut down 2 years later. No, I have not played it.
It, was in fact a Flash game, and that people weren't happy with it.
Why?
Without any explanation as to why, the developer revealed that the game was being shut down less than 2 years out. So they never said why. Probably people weren't caring that much. But that's okay. Okay, Troy, here we go. Have you ever heard of a game called Doctor Who and the Warlord?
No, that's another 1985 one from the look of it, but didn't even release on the Amstrad. It came out on just the BBC Micro. What is the BBC Micro?
Well, it's a text adventure game. So...
Oh, no.
And fans complained about the puzzles being far too easy and offered a very little challenge. And had a distinct lack of the Doctor themselves, making the game lack the biggest draw of a Doctor Who game.
That's exactly right. All right, what have we got left?
Okay, here we go. We've got two more. Here we go. This is Doctor Who: The First Adventure, which came out
1983. Wow.
Yep. Users got 15 regenerations, despite the fact that Time Lords are only supposed to get 12. Well. I mean, not anymore. People were bad back then.
Moffat would like a word.
And the game includes slight variations on Pac-Man, Frogger, Galaxian, and Battleships. And critics found the graphics crude and gameplay too familiar. So it just wasn't original and crude. Graphics crude.
It's almost like they took elements from other games like Pac-Man and Battleships. That's probably why it felt so familiar.
So, Troy, apparently... According to this one website, the worst Doctor Who game was Doctor Who Return to Earth on the Wii, And really? Yep, that's what people are saying. It had Matt Smith and Karen Gillan doing the voices, which is pretty darn cool. But it was universally panned when it was released in 2010. Scream Rant called it one of the worst games on the Wii, finding fault with the story and the poor graphics that resembled games from decades earlier. So this is something I struggled with, was the camera, making it incredibly difficult to navigate the environment and see enemies. That was a big problem. So, yes, those are some of the worst Doctor Who games. So, are you keen to play them, Troy?
No, none of them.
Yeah.
I will say, from a gaming perspective, from a pro gamer like myself, camera movement can make or break a game. So, I can imagine that being very infuriating.
Mate, it broke it for me. Absolutely broke it for me. Dear. Shall we see if it broke it for anyone else in our callers?
All right, what has ArtyZone24 got to say? Let's have an old regular comeback.
Hey guys, my favourite Doctor Who video game is definitely LEGO Dimensions, because even though it's only a small part of the game, there is so many Easter eggs in it, it's insane. One of my favourite Easter eggs is that when you're playing as the War Doctor, he has a special move where he puts the enemy in the Gallifrey Falls painting. So that's awesome. Faux show.
My favourite Easter egg is a Cadbury's one, but each their own.
Oh, Easter was so couple weeks ago.
Yep, couple weeks ago. Wasn't that long ago, mate.
Do you still have any Easter eggs left?
No, I ate them as Easter, like any normal person.
I had a few Easter eggs left. But they're
all gone now. Says that you're more respectful to your waistline, and I appreciate that.
Well, more respectful to my waistline, and I don't waste time getting to our next caller, which is Louis?
Louis. What have we got?
Hello. How are you?
Hi, guys. When I was a kid, I absolutely loved playing Doctor Who Top Trumps for the Nintendo DS. You could choose to play as any number of characters and baddies from the first three series of the show, and they all had their own unique powers that can manipulate the deck in some way, which I always found really interesting. And I think there's something to be said for defeating a Slitheen through the power of Francine Jones being smarter than the Sycorax. I've not played any other Doctor Who games besides that, but if I were to make one now, I'd love to see a Doctor Who roguelike, almost in the style of Hades, where you play as a Time Lord fighting the Time War, maybe, and each time you die, you regenerate and gain a completely new playstyle. I think there's a lot of potential in that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for your call. I've never played Top Trumps before, but if you are fortunate enough to be watching us on YouTube or Spotify right now, Troy has actually changed his face to a Slitheen from the Top Trumps game. How did you do that so quick?
It is an emote in my Discord server. It is literally called PS2 Slitheen because I had the game on the PS2 and I absolutely loved it. But I found that the PS2 Slitheen haunted my nightmares because it was ugly. That I played Doctor Who Top Trumps so much on the PS2. And the best, it literally just had the 2007, or well, technically 2005 theme playing constantly in the main menu. So you could just be in the settings and just be having the time of your life listening to Murray Gold's masterpiece. But
yeah, right. What is Top Trumps? It's always advertised, but what is it? I don't know what it is.
It's a card game.
I've never played Top Trumps in my life.
Mate, you're older than me. How have you not played Top Trumps?
How do you not know what a try is in rugby?
Because I don't go outside. Look at my room. That's a much easier question to answer. I can't believe you haven't played Top Trumps.
So what, do you have it still? Do you have Top Trumps?
Yeah, I literally, fun fact, I was clearing out my room the other day. I put a whole load of pops that I had in the corner of my room in a cupboard because I'm actually sorting things. And in the cupboard I was making space in, I found five different packs of Top Trumps. And I think three or four of them were Doctor Who ones.
What's involved in the game? Like, what do you have to do?
You have a deck of cards, and each of you pull out a card, and whoever's turn it is, they go, I'm going to pick, say, intelligence or charisma or whatever it might be, and then you have a score on your card, and the other person has a score on their card, and whoever has the top score trumps the other. Top trumps.
Can we do multiplayer?
I don't know how we do it, but we could try. But yeah, so Top Trumps, really good. If we can get that working, we'll maybe stream it?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to clown.
Did your smoke alarm just go off? Am I going crazy?
It's been going off this whole time, and I apologize to everyone.
It's the first time I've heard it.
It's like one of our episodes. I think it was the one where we did Russell T. Davies versus Stephen Moffat, and I lost my mind. And now I'm in a new place, and the smoke alarms are just telling me, hey.
It's because this episode is fire.
I'll put in a little. Oh,
thanks very much. I really appreciate that. Keep that bit in the video as well. Just you explaining that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, one more caller.
Yeah, okay, why not?
And one more smoke alarm beep.
Cheers,
I'll drink to that.
All right, who do we want?
Who have we got?
Are these, I don't know, 5 days ago? How long do we put
out
the
call? They're the last one. I think we've listened to pretty much all of them. We've heard Louis, we've heard Oliver.
Have we heard Daniel? I don't think we've heard Daniel.
I think Daniel's the last one. So all right, Daniel. We're going to do all of the callers this time. Shocker.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome.
I'm not sure if it really counts, but Lego Dimensions will always be the best Doctor Who game to me. It acted as a crossover between multiple IPs such as Batman, Lord of the Rings, and of course Doctor Who. I have to give it praise, seeing as it's what eventually got me into the main show itself.
That was a hot little bit to leave at the end.
More unique. You got into Doctor Who through Lego Dimensions?
Wow. Making it the best Doctor Who game. That's actually...
I'll drink to that.
That could be an episode in the future, maybe if we get more of a listenership, as to the weirdest ways people got into Doctor Who. Because I've told you before, I think it was so funny that Josh Schnair's massive WhoTuber got into the show through Torchwood. I thought that was so funny. We have Daniel here who got through, who got into Doctor Who through a Lego video game. That's unheard of. I've never heard of anyone doing that.
There's definitely someone out there who got into Doctor Who through like a Family Guy gag. Because I've seen a couple of like Doctor Who gags in Family Guy on YouTube. There's bound to be someone who got in through that. I'm trying to think of all the weird ways you could get into it.
Someone booked tickets to the BBC proms, not realizing it was a thing all about Doctor Who. And we're like,
That's a good one. Music's absolutely fire. That's a good one.
Somebody ran into Matt Smith on the street. And we're like, what do you do?
You should watch me in Doctor Who.
Yeah, like, what? What is that?
Yeah, I was going to say someone watched the hit Sony Marvel film Morbius and went, I wonder what else Matt Smith's in.
I wonder what he's
Who.
Been in. I'm sure someone's probably done that with Karen Gillan, being like, what the heck? Who is this actress? What has she been in before? Yeah. Because, she's doing quite well in Hollywood right now. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe in the future we could do the weirdest and wackiest ways you got into Doctor Who instead
like
of watching Smith and Jones and The Lodger. At the exact same time, simultaneously. Yeah, wow.
We should do a watch along one of these days where we both watch a different episode and then people just listen to us trying to talk and commentate over completely different ones.
Oh, crikey. Oh, dearie
just
me.
Just pick two that have the same episode length-ish, like the same number of minutes, and just go crazy
and we'll
see
just
what
go
happens.
For it. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, that was fun. That was great. Yeah. I think we learnt a lot about Doctor Who video games. They aren't consistent.
Did.
They need more money. But you know what? They can still introduce fans to the show. And that's what really matters.
They can. Mm. Well said. Well said, Crispy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What do you reckon? What do you reckon about life?
I want another Doctor Who video game that feels a bit more high budget and more dedicated, but that will only happen if the show does really well and Disney and BBC go, hey, you know what? Maybe we should do this. And to be honest, I don't think that'll happen. But I can dream, okay?
I don't know. I feel like Russell might have made some calls very early on being like, hey, we're really doing everything here, so make me a game, please. And he'd be delighted.
Maybe. If they do, we would be delighted, but they need to make sure they do it quicker. Did you see that TikTok the other day? Something from an interview with Rusty Davies where it was like, oh, here's an early prototype of a Beep the Meat plush.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants that now in April 2024? Like,
I was thinking that.
The boat left the dock six months ago, fella. What are you doing?
Yeah, come on,
it's a
Russell.
Choice. Certainly a choice.
It is a choice.
And people go, oh, they can't get the merch ready fast enough. Well, you know what? They need to, because attention spans, man. attention spans. You don't have the stuff ready for hyper-fixating morons like me when they're into the thing. Then by the time you release them, they won't care.
And speaking of attention spans, how about we wrap this one up?
All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you all very much for listening to episode 104. Thank you. Goodbye. There you go. Is that a good enough wrap-up for you?
No. Make it more profound.
You do it. Put some dramatic music in the background. Go on.
All right.
Plead to the audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to understand that much like a video game, life is all about starting, progressing, and often restarting. And much like my smoke alarm, it can be very, very annoying and slightly repetitive and constantly playing in the background. But what is life but not to play video games with friends and to watch Doctor Who? So thank
you. Like you're having a breakdown in the middle of this explanation.
Yeah, I am.
Video games and Doctor Who, what a combo.
What a winning combo.
Absolutely.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to go play Baldur's Gate 3. Thank you all very much for watching. See you all next time in episode 105, where we talk about more cool Doctor Who things. Sound good, Crispy?
Yeah, it sounds all right.
All right. See you later. Bye.